Now, the injector thing came later, but coming back to when you were in hospital, how long were you in there for?
I was in hospital for about 5 weeks, which is an absolute lifetime to me, it was. And for my children and my husband, obviously, because my husband was looking after the children. And I used to have quite a few visitors coming in and out. And one day, this lady came in that knew my husband, and I think she sort of went to see him and the children as well, and she came to see me. And she actually slipped out that my daughter was quite poorly. So I said to her, I said, well, I think I'm okay now with everything, so I think I'm going to have to come home. I can't, you know, leave her there if I know she's poorly and my husband's trying to cope with her. And so I actually... it was about 5 weeks, and they let me go home.
How much had you learnt about diabetes in those 5 weeks?
I'd actually learnt quite a lot, but I must say, now, this many years later, I realised it wasn't as much as what I thought it was. It was quite little, actually. I've actually learned a lot more over the years, picked it up myself. And I think what it is, you learn to know your own body. You learn to know what you can do and what you can't do. And it is quite a hard thing to live with. And I think I knew it must have, I was, that's why I was quite concerned. I knew it would be quite hard to live with. And I came home, and it just was absolutely amazing. I felt totally lost, even in my own home, to begin with. And of course, you see, trying to do what you have to do is make sure you do the injections on time, I was told, and then you have to do other tests in between. And when you've got two small children to look after as well, you've got to make sure they're fed and your husband is meals, because he goes out to work. And I went out to work as well after I got settled a bit. But I found it very hard to eat at the right times. It was quite difficult, really.